KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The KZN South Coast is under an orange level 5 weather warning today, with the Weather Service warning of possible flooding to homes and roads. Most of the parts of the province are on a yellow level 2 alert. Authorities say the wet and inclement weather is expected to continue this week. Several districts, including Amajuba, Zululand and Uthukela, have already been impacted by heavy rain that fell over the long weekend. In Uthukela, at least 5 wards have been severely affected, with some homes damaged by strong winds in the Inkosi Langalibalela municipality. Power was also knocked out in some areas, particularly in Ladysmith. Eskom says it's also working to restore electricity in Umgubaba, Port Edward and Mtubatuba. KZN Corporate Governance MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi says relief efforts are underway and officials are assessing the damage. A manhunt is on while a guard is being treated for gunshot wounds following a cash-in-transit heist in KwaMashu, north of Durban. Police say a gang robbed a cash van of an undisclosed amount of money in Dube Village yesterday. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says he was airlifted to hospital where he's currently being treated. And abroad, Russia's warned Ukraine of inevitable retribution following the killing of its nuclear defense chief. He died after a bomb exploded outside his home in Moscow as he left for work yesterday. Kiev hasn't confirmed the reports that it's to blame. Durban and Underberg, a high of 27 today. Moy River, 20. Cokstad, 24. Margate, 25. Pietermaritzburg, 28. Newcastle and Richards Bay, 31. Ladysmith, 32. And Ulundi, 33. In Durban, we've got 2-meter-high sea swells this morning, with sunset at 5 minutes to 7. Cape Town, 21. Johannesburg, 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.